The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We got a text in from Dave, a regular he describes himself as, who says the Sackville pub was opened in 1916 and that's the sad part of its departure. The reason Dave is after getting in touch is we mentioned earlier during the afternoon update that the Sackville, the pub in Dublin city centre just off O'Connell Street, the old Sackville Street of course, has been rebranded Biddy Mulligan's Old Ale and Stout House. And people are understandably unenthusiastic online, as they are for most things, it has to be said. Bobby Gaynor is with me. Bobby was the last person to operate it as the Sackville Lounge. Bobby, you're welcome to the show. Were you surprised to see the rebrand?
Hi, Kieran. How are things?
Good.
Was I surprised to see the rebrand? A little bit, actually, to be honest. Yeah, I woke up yesterday morning to 20 screen grabs of the name of it. I was a joke at first, but look, I can see both sides of why they're doing this, but I probably wouldn't change from the Sackville Irish.
So, I mean, the argument, I guess, in favour of it is what? It's just that the trade is changing and we can lament it all we want, but
well, that's it.
You've got to get the tourists in, is that it?
Well, that's kind of it. I think I suppose the Gaynor family were there in the Sackville from 96 and it went through huge change, you know, went through smoking bans and Euro coming in, the Celtic Tiger, and the area kind of changed, and this was another change in the area, I think, with Cleary's Quarter coming on stream. And the fact it's such a small pub, I think you have to use and utilise every square inch of it. And it probably does lend itself to one of these kind of pubs, the touristy traps.
Listen, stay with us there, Bobby, because Roy Curtis is on the line as well. Roy is a sports writer. He's a columnist for the Sunday World. And Roy, the last time you and I spoke was in a pub, and now we're talking about a pub. It was in the Palace Bar on Fleet Street. I mean, will you miss the Sackville Lounge as it was?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I thought of, Kieran, when I saw the signage was Tom Cruise butchering the Irish accent in Far and Away. And I was waiting for someone to appear out of the bar and say, "You're a corker, Sharon." But I mean, what this is, it's romance versus pragmatism. It's culture versus economics. And like Bobby, who I know well, I see both sides of it. But the signage on the pub outside said it's a pub since 1914. That means it was a silent witness to Pierce's first reading of the Proclamation of the Irish Republic. It means it was watching on as JFK came down that street in 1963. Even something as sportingly iconic as Jack Charlton's Italian 90 homecoming passed within inches of the place. So it is a hugely important part of Irish culture. I've always made the argument, people come to Ireland, they don't come for the weather. They don't come for some stunning Manhattan-type skyline. They come for the cultural treasures that are here, and they are largely embedded in what an Irish pub represents. It is a cultural and social statement of who we are and what we are. It's something we do really, really well. And the Sackville has been at the forefront of that. The fact that it's beside our principal street. I understand the guy takes over, and ultimately, you've got to make money.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely understanding of that. But at the same time, we have a heritage of proper historical Irish pubs, and to see one of them surrender, the great Donald Fallon nailed it for me. I think it's an attempt to mimic McSorley's Old Irish Alehouse, which is the oldest Irish pub in New York. So we've actually come full tilt on this, where instead of American pubs creating a faux Irish, we are now sort of replicating, and the ball has gone back over the other side of the tennis court, and we were saying now we'll mimic the Irish mimic.
So the Irish bar in New York has become the authentic version.
Which does seem an extraordinary situation. Now, to be fair, there was one faux front put on the Sackville, which I remember well, and which Bobby was a part of, and that was when Dublin won the All-Ireland in 2015 or 2016, and Kevin McMenamin, the lads, the Gainers, ran St. Jude's GA Club Bar as well. And Kevin McMenamin, the pub was named McMenamin's that day, and I had no issue with that. And they had the signs outside, and the street was full of people. But that's something that's inherent in Irish culture. I think more and more we see authentic tourism. People go on holidays trying to find the authenticity of a place.
Yeah.
And to be selling something that's, to be peddling something that's, let's be honest, a bit twee and nonsense is slightly irritating. Around the corner, you have Briodi's and the Piper's Corner, yeah. Two really brilliant and proper pubs.
There's an element, though, Roy, isn't there, to all of this, to the outcry when somewhere like this closes? It was the same with the GB Shaw or even yeah. Keary's, say, around the corner from the Sackville Lounge. You know, people kind of lamenting its loss. And if the yeah. amount of people who lamented the loss actually spent a few minutes in there every week, it would be going nowhere.
I think that's a really, really fair point. And I would have spent a fair amount of time in the Sackville. And as Bobby points out, it's a very small, it's about the size of the square on a GA pitch. And money has to be made. And if we tend to lament when places are gone rather than visit when they're there. But I just think it's so close. I mean, it's probably the closest pub to the GPO, and how that resonates in Irish history. It's right next door to Cleary's, and that's obviously an iconic part of Irish history. I was thrilled when I heard it was reopening, because I walked by it on the way to Croke Park for the last 4 or 5 years, and to see something that sort of celebrated the past of Ireland closed was depressing. And I'm still glad to see it opened, and I wish the new owners well, but yeah. I still wish it had sort of respected the history of the place.
Yeah, Bobby, I tell you what I kind of like about it, and I like about the name in particular, is that I think it's probably the only thing over that side of town, or one of the only things, one of the few things, that harks back to the original name of the street.
Yeah, that's right. Sackville Place, because our country was Sackville. Sackville was Sackville Street back in the day. But yeah, it was always kind of the Sackville, yeah. And that street was synonymous, I suppose, with the area and that, yeah.
So I just wonder, what about Roy's point, Bobby, that you know, there's no harm, like it's a business, and there's no harm in chasing the euro or the dollar or whatever it happens to be. But maybe, and I'm not expecting you to have a go with the new owners, but maybe there's a way to do it kind of where you don't entirely torch the authenticity.
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier on when a researcher called me. Like, it's just in the name. We have to see how this guy operates this pub first. I think he has experience in the pub game from London and that. So, look, people say, you know, the Sackville is a success. It was an overnight success for 20 years, and it takes time to build these. I think the Sackville, what people remember the Sackville is, it was the welcome and the Croke Park days and this kind of stuff. So I'd like to give him a chance and see how things go with it. For you know, fact that they've sold their soul. Fingers crossed that he might just, you know, keep going along with the Croke Park case and that kind of stuff.
We'll have to give him a chance, Roy. We'll have to do another outside broadcast, the show from the back of the new Sackville this time, like we did for the Palace.
When Kilkenny are going for their for the All Ireland this June. I was going to say this September.
This September, yeah. I'm afraid. Roy Curtis is a sports writer and columnist with the Sunday World. Bobby Gaynor was the last operator of the Sackville Lounge, which of course has rebranded, as we've been talking about, Biddy Mulligan's Old Ale and Stout House. Lads, thanks a million for joining me. 087 1400 106, the number if you want to get in touch. O'Riordan's, a new pub in Temple Bar, looks like it belongs in the Strip in Lanzarote. Says somebody else, there's nothing Dublin about it. But somebody else got in touch from Malaga. I live here in the south of Spain. There's a massive pub in town called Biddy Mulligan's. Somebody else wondering whether the new owner is Irish. I'm not sure if the new owner is Irish. I think certainly has experience operating pubs in the UK. So whether from the UK originally or from here, I do not know. I'll try and find out for you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.